Well, Jimmy, first of all, congratulations on your first round win. Just tell us a bit about that match.
It was a good result, 6-1. It was a really scrappy match. So I'm just happy to win and win a game, not playing my best, but I've been playing pretty well lately. So I was just happy to win and get through, and I think I got Mark Williams now, so looking forward to that.
Yeah, I mean, these first round matches is about winning. It's not necessarily always about playing your best snooker at this stage, is it?
No, it's not. Definitely, like, I know I can get a result playing well and scoring heavily, but it's winning them scrappy matches that is pleasing for me. And hopefully I'll play a bit better the next game, but it sort of was out in the backroom sports hall, so you're not really trying to impress anyone either. So I'm just happy to get over the line in the end.
Yeah, just to explain for those listeners that don't know, there's the main arena with the four tables, and then there's the tables at the back in the sports hall, which I think Graham Dalton has jokingly described as the toilet. It's not probably the best place to play, but you just have to get on with it, yeah, don't you?
You do. You just got to get on with it. But the tables are nice enough anyway, but it's obviously completely different to playing out there than what it is in the main arena. But I don't mind too much anyway, so you just get on with it and happy to win.
Does it almost feel like playing in one of the smaller events rather than in the second biggest tournament in the world when you're at the back?
I don't know, really, but sort of. I suppose it relaxes you a little bit more than me playing out there rather than playing in the main arena, because me, myself, I play most of my matches sort of out the way rather than on the big stage, but everyone wants to be on the big stage and play out the front or whatever anyway. So, no, like I say, you just got to get on with it.
And now Mark Williams, as you say, obviously one of the snooker legends and a former winner here.
Yeah, he's in a bit of form as well. I think he got to the semis of the international, and I think he just got to the quarters of the last PTC, so he's in a bit of form. But hopefully I can play well and give him a good game.
Have you practised with him? I think Mark was saying he might have played with you at the Sheffield in the Star Academy.
No, I've never. Never. I've played him once in a PTC and he beat me, but I've never practised with him, nothing, no.
He's more dangerous now, given that, as you say, he did well in Chengdu, and you know he's been working hard on his fitness, hasn't he? And the form's coming back a little bit.
Right, Ian, I didn't know he's been working hard on his fitness.
Yeah. But, 2 stone lighter, apparently.
Rightio. He is what he is. He's a very good player, so it's going to be a tough game, whatever. So hopefully, I can just play my game and worry about that.
But presumably, I mean, you've got to go in there with that belief that you're going to win, haven't you? It doesn't matter who you're playing, really.
That's what I mean. That's what I've done in the past. Sort of, the bigger name you're playing, I just used to think too much about it. You just got to go and play your own game and worry about that rather than who you're playing.
And hopefully promoted into the main arena for this match.
Yeah, hopefully.
You got friends and family that have come up from Sussex to cheer you on?
No. No one's come up, no one. So I'm all on my lonesome. But no, I've got a couple of people up here that will be watching anyway.
Oh, right. So they'll be watching the telly, hoping it's on the telly then.
I don't know. We tried to see what games were being played at the same time. I think Judd's on, and I think Robert Milkins, Barry Hawkins and Ricky. So I don't know who's going to be on the TV table or what, but hopefully it's in the main arena.
Well, if you win, you'll soon be playing on the telly, won't you?
Yeah, hopefully. I think the winners, well, it's a long, long way to see who gets through out of the next little batch. I think Stephen Maguire's in the next little batch after this game. So hopefully, yeah, look, the more games that you get on the telly, the more I'm going to be getting used to it. I haven't had too much TV coverage over the past few years, so maybe I need to start winning more matches and getting myself in that position.
But is that something you enjoy, or you find quite easy to deal with when you have played in front of the cameras?
No, I definitely enjoy it. And I don't know, really, it's just, I've been a bit tense over the past few years because you're not getting too much TV coverage. So every now and then when you do get on it, it's took me a little bit of time to settle, but I feel I'm getting a bit more used to it the more that I'm getting on there. So hopefully I can settle down quicker and just play your game, really.
And it's been a good start, hasn't it, from a St Leonard Sussex point of view, with Mark Davis also winning his first round match.
Yeah, he won. I didn't see any of it, but I think he won 6-2. I haven't spoken to him yet. But I'm not sure who he's got now, but you expect. Like I think he played Jack Jones, who's obviously, they're all decent players, you're all on the main tour, but I fancied Mark to win. But no, I speak to him in a bit and speak to him about it.
I'm sure he'll cheer you on, even if some of the family don't want to come up.
No, he want me to lose. No, yeah, hopefully he does, yeah.